It's just approaching 3:15, and I'm sure that you've heard of Simpson and his donkey, but did you know that there were over 16 million animals who served in World War I alone? Horses, donkeys, mules, camels, carrier pigeons, and then there were dogs, cats, monkeys, bears, and lions, the companion animals that boosted morale and provided comfort amidst all the hardships. Well, a local Perth primary school has today paid tribute to some of those important creatures with an early Anzac Day service. And yes, it involved some animals, specifically homing pigeons. I've got school principal John Worthy on the line. Good afternoon, John.
Hiya, Lucy. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, Kaya to you as well, John. Thanks for being here. Tell me about where this idea came from.
Well, this idea germinated last year when we had our normal Anzac service. What we try and do is get local community people to talk to the children about different aspects of the services. And one of our parents who was in the army wore her army uniform and she had an assistant dog with her. She had some troubles after being in Afghanistan, and I was talking to her and the theme of animals in war came up, and that's where it germinated from, and we built on that over the last year or so and was able to incorporate it into our service today.
And so tell me, how have the children honoured the animals that have served in war during this morning's service?
Well, what we did was firstly, we had a look at some information, and we had to be careful how we selected that information because not all animals in war were used in a friendly sort of a way. So we looked at a show on Behind the News, which is an ABC news production for children.
Yeah, it's a show, yep.
It's great. And they had done a really good job looking at a range of animals and presenting that. So each class looked at that show, which was a couple of years old, and then we selected different animals for the children to be able to do a little bit of research. And something special for this year, what we did was got them to present a message, a class message that we could type up. It was only a small message because we put it onto a pigeon today, and during the service we let all the pigeons go with the messages from each class. And they flew off from Karrinup, where we are, to a home base, and it took them about 10 minutes to get home. Mr. Barnes told me on the phone afterwards.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was something really spectacular and real.
I understand you've got a couple of those thank you notes there. Are you able to share with us a bit about what the kids had to write?
We've got lots. Each class did one, so we had 12. And then we had a group of children, of course, at home, at the moment, either with COVID or being close contacts to COVID. So I've got one here from Willow and Emily, who did their own research as part of their home learning while they were in COVID lockdown. And this is what they wrote. Animals have played an important role in world wars. Carrier and homing pigeons have been used to carry messages and parcels since 700 BC in Greece. During the wars, they were used to carry important notes back to home base from the front lines. They were used due to their speed and determination to get the letters back to base. They had 95% success rate in delivery, and over 100,000 pigeons were used in World War I. And they do have a little bit more of a message, but I'll leave that bit.
And so all of the messages like this, they were rolled up and attached to how many carrier pigeons this morning, John?
Oh, we had 20 pigeons. And I think we used about 14 or 15 because we had some messages from children like Willow and Emily who were at home. And then each class had a message to the animals that they had been studying. So it was quite spectacular as we were able to let them go.
Yeah, it sure was. And you said it took them about 10 minutes to make it back to their home base, was it?
Faster than Mr. Barnes could drive in his car.
I was going to say, that's better than Perth traffic on a good day. Tell me, why is it in kind of an exercise like this important, John, to sort of get the kids thinking, I guess?
Well, we always look for opportunities to engage children's learning. And when you're talking about a concept, and it is a concept for children, of something that happened over 100 years ago, it's quite abstract. So how do we engage the kids in their learning and make it meaningful and real and memorable? And this has been a pretty special or unusual year with COVID as well, because with our protocols, we weren't allowed to have large gatherings and mixing year levels. So all the classes actually watched from inside their classrooms on a WebEx, and we got them all out on the veranda. We're in a U-shaped quadrangle, and we're able to let the pigeons go from the middle of the quadrangle. At the end of the service.
Yeah, that would have been so special. If you've just jumped in the car, welcome. You're on ABC Radio Perth and WA listening to Afternoons. Lucy Bell is my name, sitting in for Christine Layton, and you're listening to John Worthy. He's the principal at Newborough Primary School in Carina. He's just been telling us about the special early Anzac Day service that the school held today. The children have been studying the role of animals in war and had thank you messages attached to homing pigeons' legs that were released today from the quadrangle. It's interesting, John, you mentioned that obviously the First World War was over 100 years ago now, so for kids to be able to relate, it's important, but I guess it might be a little bit tricky. But then I think about how many images we're seeing on our screens at the moment of what's going on in Ukraine, and I wonder if the kids have been asking about war perhaps a bit more this year than in previous years because of the reporting and the images that we've been seeing.
Well, I think so, and we know that BTN also did a show or a component on the war over in Russia and Ukraine, and that did stir some discussion, particularly amongst the older children, because they were seeing the devastation of what was happening in Ukraine, and that just brings it real. And then we connect that to what Australian and New Zealand soldiers and service people were doing all those years ago, and also the different wars, I guess, over the period of time up to now. So, it does have a connection.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you you take a different focus each year. This particular year, it's been the service of animals in war. In previous years, I believe you've talked about the service of First Nations Australians. What are you thinking for next year? Have you already got your thinking cap on for that?
Thinking cap's on, but it's not quite working at the moment because we've just entered holidays and I've got
to take mine. No, quite right. You've earned a break, John. I shouldn't be asking you to work.
But what we do have is our eyes and ears open to look at our school community and our local area. We've got a great relationship with North Beach RSL, but we haven't been able to connect with them for a couple of years because of the COVID situation. So we'll talk to them, we'll talk to others, and because we do things like we did with our Indigenous speaker a couple of years ago, we've had Vince Connolly, who was in the Army, he's a local Member of Parliament, a federal member, and he came and talked about values and linked that to our school values. Today we had a speaker talk about Sandy the horse, which was the only surviving horse out of 136,000 that went overseas in World War One. So, we look for opportunities all the time, and I'm sure something will pop up. We've got a very creative group here at Newborough.
I was going to say, hey, John, thank you very much for giving us a bit of an insight into a rather special last day of school before the Easter holidays. I think you've probably earned an opportunity to go pop your feet up.
Well, it'll be a little bit of that and a lot of thinking and planning and working. We've got a great school community and terrific people. And I'd like to wish all the teachers and staff in schools and supporting schools a little bit of a nice holiday as well. We've really earned it. And we'll build up those batteries and get charging into next term very shortly.
I don't think there'll be anyone that disagrees with that. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lucy.
It's John Worthy there, the principal of Newborough Primary School in Carinup. And, also from us here, congratulations all parents, teachers, school staff, admin, principals. It's been a pretty full-on term one, no matter where you are around the state with all the COVID challenges. So I hope you're heading home this afternoon and putting your feet up and you've got some rest and relaxation to look forward to. And those of you that are in COVID isolation at the moment. I hope you've got your loved ones around you to support you. It has been a pretty hectic and hairy start to the year for us after all the good luck and good management of WA over the last little while. This is the hairy bit that we have to go through now. 25 minutes past three, drive not too far away if you're in the city. Jeff Hutchison will be joining you from 3:30. If you're in regional WA, Andrew Collins standing by to look after you this afternoon. But in the holiday theme and vibe, shall we have a little bit of Madonna? Yeah, go on.